When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
On this episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly, the South Carolina Gamecocks are one of the best teams in women's basketball, and they're once again headed back to the Final Four. SI staffer Wilton Jackson talked to star player Aaliyah Boston on her quest for a championship, her journey from St. Thomas to South Carolina, and her ever-changing personal style. And later, we tell you about one lucky college basketball gambler who turned a single $25 bet into more than $237,000. We call him the Parlay King of New Jersey. But first, the NCAA tournament features 64 teams every year and 64 mascots. But while you might have love for your school, we're about to tell you why your favorite mascot is a lie. It's Wednesday, March 30th. I'm your host, John Gonzalez. From Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio, this is Sports Illustrated Weekly.
Pass, firing toward half court, intercepted! Andre Hollins, and Gopher fans, for the first time in a quarter century, Minnesota's knocked off the number one team, and it is a court rush at the bar.
When it comes to March Madness, we're usually talking about the games and the players when, frankly, we should be more focused on the mascots. That's right, those human-sized animals that support their schools might be cute, but they're not very accurate. In fact, a special investigation by SI staff writer Connor Orr and a Harvard scientist, not making that up, Harvard is involved here, reveals that many college mascots, maybe even your college mascot, well, they're a lie. That includes some of the teams in this weekend's Final Four. And by the way, if you root for Kansas or any team with a Wildcat for a mascot, this next part is gonna be tough. All right, so when I saw the story that most schools' mascots were a lie and completely wrong, I didn't even have to look at the byline. I already knew that it was you, Connor. But you had some special help on this. Tell us about the Harvard mammalogist and how you guys cooked up this very you kind of story.
I've never had, in some industries, they'll call this a tap-in. You know, I've never had such a fantastically easy time and fun time working on a story before. So I had met Hopi Hoekstra, who's the head of mammalogy at Harvard, and in the animal studying kingdom is the king of the animal studying kingdom, just knows everything about all animals. And she was helping me with a project I was doing on quarterback evolution as opposed to animal evolution. And at the end of our call, she said, "Hey, you know, I've always wanted to write this story." She's like, "I went to a Minnesota basketball game and their gopher is not a gopher. And so I started writing down a list of all the mascots that were wrong." And she's like, "You know, do you think anybody would ever want to run that story?" And I was like, I started looking around to make sure that there was no other sports writers near me. And I was just like, I was like, "Yes." It was like, "We will run this story. Don't tell anyone about this. And call me in 2 months. We're going to run it during the tournament. It's going to be my favorite thing ever." And she was so good. And I mean, she's a professor, obviously, is such a great communicator. And so I just ran what she told me. And I was like, "Listen, this is going to be your byline. You know, I'm just here to facilitate this and almost like a realtor. I'm taking my 3% and getting out of here." But Hopi was the rock star of this. And she's just so smart and such a great communicator and such a curious mind that it made this a really fun thing to work on.
I am so glad that you two crazy kids found each other, because Hopi seemed to really enjoy going through this deeply strange process with you. And what I love about the piece is that Hopi kind of had this idea on her own when she was going through getting her PhD long before the two of you met. She said that she didn't really follow college hoops and she got interested in it because of March Madness and because of the mascots. And one of the things that sort of made this idea germinate in her mind was she saw the Minnesota Golden Gophers.
When I was a PhD student in Seattle, a lot of my research was focused on small mammals, on rodents. So when we got the tickets and the teams were announced and so forth, I got super excited that there was a team whose mascot was a rodent. And so this big golden thing comes marching out. And then it turned around. And it was very clear it was not a gopher.
She literally screamed in the arena,
"That's not a gopher!"
when the gopher walked out, which is like probably the funniest thing you could yell in like in the middle of like a bunch of like drunk students just there to watch a basketball game. But her expertise in the animal kingdom is rodents. So this is her wheelhouse. And so this is like deeply offensive to her. And she's saying the striping patterns are all wrong.
A gopher, these are subterranean mammals that are uniform in color.
The tail isn't right.
It had this giant floofy tail. The gopher has like a little teeny nub and it's not furry.
So she starts like, while a basketball game is taking place, starts going through the checklist. She's like, you know, is it a beaver? And they just thought it might have been a beaver. No. Is it a chipmunk? And she's like, no. And then all of a sudden she comes up and she's like,
"I'm convinced it's a golden mantled ground squirrel."
She says this to me on the phone and then I Google it and I'm like, holy shit, this is what it is. And it was like unbelievable to me. And then she was so upset that she actually wrote a letter to the athletic director at the University of Minnesota. And she's like, "You guys screwed this up. I'm a PhD in mammalogy. If anybody would know what a gopher looks like, it's me. And that is not a gopher." And she said, "I never heard back." But she did do a guest lecture at Minnesota 10 years later after she became like the boss of animals. Like if the animal video game, she's the last person that you have to beat in order to secure the medal or whatever it is. She did a lecture at Minnesota and mic drop moment. She's like, "By the way, your mascot's a lie."
It's remarkable to me that you found your mirror image in a Harvard PhD. Like I never would have guessed that, but you have. It's the truth. So one of the things that the two of you identified as maybe the most egregious violation in mascotdom is the term wildcat, right? Every school out there is basically the wildcat. Now we're in the NCAA tournament. We're reaching its conclusion. But of the 64 teams in the tournament this year, I believe 70 of them had wildcat mascots. So what's the general big picture problem with the term wildcats?
So this, it actually made me almost tear up laughing when she told me this, because I didn't know a wildcat was a real thing. I thought it was just like a wild cat, you know, that's what you just said. And it was something that some guy said and it became a thing. It's like, no, a wildcat is a real animal and it is essentially the size and temperament of a domesticated American house cat.
So they're slightly stockier and slightly longer legs than a domestic house cat. And apparently they're not particularly fierce.
Oh, wow. Look at them. Yeah.
They're cute, huh?
Very much so, yeah.
I just loved the idea of all these schools playing these like rawr sounds at like their stadium. And like, it's more of a meow. Like, it made me just die laughing to think that like all of these rough and tumble schools are like basically just like should be trotting out a house cat.
I would love if they did that. I want them to live their truth. I think that would be wonderful. I am pro cat, but I want to go through, because you guys went through some of the specific schools and what's wrong with their individual version of Wildcats. We're going to start with the Arizona Wildcats.
So yeah, Arizona has Wilbur and Wilma, who are married. They used to have a live bobcat as their mascot like 100 years ago. And Wilbur the Wildcat is actually a bobcat.
Wilbur, it has this fringe on his face that looked a little bit more like a bobcat.
So at some point along the line, that probably signals got crossed, wires got crossed, and all of a sudden they became the Wildcats, but they should be the Bobcats.
They should be the Bobcats. All right, what about the Northwestern Wildcats?
Pretty disappointing considering, I'm a Syracuse guy, so I love banging on Northwestern anytime sure. I get a chance. You know, this supposed institution of higher learning can't even figure out that they have a lynx.
This one is gray, very fluffy white patches on his face.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have any stripes and doesn't have a tail. That white fringe is characteristic of a lynx.
They didn't even have stripes on Willie the Wildcat, which is like the defining characteristic of a wildcat.
Completely wrong. They're faulty as well, as is Kansas State, the Kansas State Wildcats.
Yeah, Willie the Wildcat, another one named Willie the Wildcat.
Sure.
Kansas State, to me, was most clearly a mountain lion.
Sleek physique, very small ears, uniform color hair, all that stuff, defining characteristics of a mountain lion, not a wildcat.
Arguably, and no disrespect to the other schools on this list that have screwed up the Wildcat, but arguably the most famous of the group, the Kentucky Wildcats.
Yeah, the Kentucky Wildcat is actually a mountain lion, but the funny part about this is they even screwed up the mountain lion.
Kentucky was the most mountain lion-like, but it, like Kansas State and all of these other ones, one of the problems is none of them have a tail.
If you're going to have a cat mascot, you're going to need a tail. But the Kentucky Wildcats made their wildcat a mountain lion, but then didn't give the mountain lion a tail. So theirs is so biologically incorrect that it's almost distracting, especially to the folks in Hopi's realm.
It warms my heart, in fact, how much all of these institutions of higher learning have royally screwed up their mascots. What I love a little less, though, is of all of these schools with wildcat names as mascots, the one that got closest to the actual mark is one from Philadelphia. And it pains me because you were saying, as a graduate of Syracuse, you love to bang on Northwestern. As a graduate of LaSalle, a Philly school and a Big Five rival, I have been trained to loathe Villanova. Mm-hmm. And yet Villanova, I hate to say this, but it seems that they got this mostly right.
They nailed it. Will D. Cat, which, love the name.
Dumb. Dumb. Everything about Villanova's dumb. Go.
So Villanova is the one that I think qualifies as a wildcat. And it has a long tail, and it even has some stripes on its head.
So if you had to kind of spread out and look at all of the wildcats, that is the most wildcat-looking wildcat.
Still not true to Villanova. If it was true to Villanova, the wildcat would have an ascot and a snifter of brandy. And until it does, it's fraudulent. But I do like Jay Wright, so I'm willing to let it go. I want to run a couple of other non-wildcat mascots past you. I can't believe I'm about to ask this, but what should the TCU Horned Frogs actually be called?
John, we're about to open up a deep wormhole here. And so this is what's really interesting, right? So the TCU Horned Frogs are actually horned lizards.
Sure.
The horned lizards are native to Texas, but they're very squat and spiky, and so people mistakenly call them
horned toads or horny toads. So, horny toads obviously would not be a good college mascot name anywhere.
Seems problematic.
Yeah. And the coolest thing, TCU is totally missing the boat here because the horned lizard, as a defense mechanism, shoots its own blood out of its eyes at things attacking it. And so, like, why would you miss the chance, like, as a rival mascot, if you're coming into the arena just to, like, shower the opposing student section in blood from your eyes, you know? I just think they're missing a huge opportunity.
Forget about the flower with the clown that shoots water. This would be a
animal blood. Yeah, animal blood right out of your eyes.
That's just a good bit. That's fun for the whole family.
Yeah, it's you bring your kids to TCU games and
Mommy and Daddy, what's wrong with that mascot's eyes? Right.
Yeah, it's perfect. Now there is a horned frog, but it's native to South America. It looks nothing like the TCU mascot, and it's this very fat, sort of blobbery animal, and you don't want that.
So TCU has screwed this up, as has Delaware. As Hopi sees it, what's wrong with the fighting blue hens?
So the blue hen is a breed of chicken.
So the full name is blue hen chickens. And hens, of course, is what female chickens are called, but it's the male chickens that primarily do the fighting.
So biologically, it's just sort of backwards there. Like what you would want to call, they would have to be the fighting blue hen chickens. You would need the name in there as the qualifier so that you would not mistakenly associate the females with the fighters because they don't fight.
All right, so Delaware has to go back to the drawing board as well. Last one for you, and this one I love. Hopi absolutely dunks on Kansas. How messed up is the Jayhawk?
And she wrote the last line of this. So we were sending back and forth drafts of the story, and then she's like, it would be funny to end it this way. And it's true. She's like, a Kansas Jayhawk is neither a Jay or a hawk, the end. And I was like, oh, like, it's just like one of those, like, I wish like there was a million other people in my office that could have screamed when I read that. But yeah, she's just, there's nothing like sharp academics to just cut through all the crap in the NCAA. And she does it like a hot knife. It's phenomenal.
Neither a Jay nor a hawk. You threw the alley, she throws down the oop. You can read his delightfully bizarre dispatch along with Harvard's Hopi Hoekstra on SI.com. She's the mammalogist. He's the freak of nature. Connor Orr, as always, you're a delight. Thank you for this.
Thank you.
After a break, we check in with one of the best players in women's college basketball, South Carolina's Aaliyah Boston.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Almost exactly 1 year ago in San Antonio, South Carolina's women's basketball team experienced a moment they would rather forget.
2 seconds left. Beal misses. Boston. No! Aaliyah Boston's follow just misses at the buzzer. Stanford escapes.
That loss to Stanford stung the entire Gamecocks team, especially their star, Aaliyah Boston, who had missed a last-second shot from the paint, which would have won the game. And then she left the court in tears.
The heart and soul of this South Carolina team overcome with emotion after she was unable to finish that putback at the buzzer.
In the offseason, Aaliyah Boston channeled her frustration into getting better, even working out with Tim Duncan, her fellow forward from the U.S. Virgin Islands. Simply put, she's been on a mission.
Boston, the footwork and the finish.
She has looked great. They are playing through her at the high post, using a lot of handoffs.
I'm just a dominant player, hardworking, definitely competitive.
This weekend, she leads the top-ranked South Carolina Gamecocks back to the Final Four and a shot at redemption.
Gamecocks are becoming a staple in the Final Four. They'll be there for the fourth time.
Aaliyah Boston brought it with 19 points today. They got the ball inside. They dominated defensively. That's what South Carolina needed to look like going to Minneapolis.
Sports Illustrated staffer Wilton Jackson spoke with Aaliyah Boston and her Hall of Fame coach Dawn Staley about this historic season in which Boston has been named SEC Player of the Year, finalist for National Player of the Year, and Academic All-America for the second time. Oh yeah, and while she was keeping up that GPA, she also managed to set a new SEC record for consecutive double-doubles.
27 double-doubles in a row for Aaliyah Boston.
As we can see, there's nothing like her in the country.
Aaliyah Boston's journey to Dawn Staley's South Carolina team began in her native St. Thomas, a pretty idyllic place to grow up. But at only 12 years old, Boston moved to the mainland to play high-level prep basketball outside of Boston, Massachusetts, a place that is not exactly known for sunshine and palm trees.
The weather absolutely was like the biggest transition considering it never snows. It doesn't get cold in St. Thomas. So that was definitely the first one. But basketball, I mean, it was just a great experience. I don't think it was too hard necessarily. We were just playing more, which was good for me.
When you made that move, you essentially were leaving from living with your mom and you were going to be living with your aunt and your cousin.
It was different. But I mean, my aunt made it same family home.
There are certain foods that you like from the islands, like, you know, oxtails. You like,
yeah,
there's a bunch
curry
of things.
Curry chicken.
I've heard a lot of people say everybody can't cook those foods correctly.
My aunt can. She can cook it, and she made sure she did. So she definitely kept us going with that. She would definitely make island foods every once in a while and just cook it up, and we would just smash it all down.
Right there, saying no, ma'am. Access denied from Aaliyah Boston. Halfway through the second quarter, and another one back to back. She says, look, didn't I tell you before? Don't come in here. You want to try it again?
As dominant as you are, what keeps you going to get better each day?
I think it's just how much I love the sport and like where I want to go with it. I want to go to the league and, you know, there are a lot of talented women in the league, and there are also not a lot of roster spots. you can't say that, oh, I'm going to start working on my craft when I get to the league or something like that, because then it's going to be way too late. And you need that work ethic when you get there to know that, oh, I have to get better. I have to be able to beat somebody off a dribble now, because now people are going to play me for a jump shot. And so they're going to be on me, but now I have to figure out a way to get around them. I just want to get better. And if I get better, then my team will probably get better. And then, boom, we win.
A statement game as they head to the biggest stage in women's basketball.
You want to be playing your best basketball right now.
Especially just when I was starting out, just playing basketball, like I wasn't good. So I just hated the fact that I wasn't good. So I just wanted to get better. And playing against like my older sister, if we ever played one-on-one, or even played against like my dad playing two-on-one versus me, my sister, and us still losing. That's a heartbreak.
Well, I'm sure you probably couldn't beat you guys now for sure.
Oh, absolutely not. We pull a hamstring.
What's your relationship with like your mom and your dad now?
I talk to my dad and my mom often. My mom makes sure I call every day. She probably already called my phone because I haven't called this morning. We talk every day. Every night we have a family Bible study that we go on together. So we're talking there and discussing God. But we have a pretty good relationship.
They're a family of faith. They're a family that pray together. They're rooted in God. They're so positive. You know, you could have a bad day, they'll spin it. And they'll end up making you feel good. So I knew what we were getting in that. And I knew what we were getting in a basketball player. I did not, however, know that the transformation of her game, I didn't know that would come as quickly. And it only came this quickly because of her and the work that she puts in behind closed doors.
I think I've become mentally tough, tougher than I was freshman year. I mean, I still put a lot of pressure on myself, but I give myself more chances to mess up. I think that's the best thing that I can say for me, because once I get up here in my head and everything starts twisting and twirling up there, it's not good. And it messes me up even more than I probably thought that I was doing. And so now I don't do that. And I give myself at least 3 shots to miss before I start thinking. So, I mean, that's progress.
When you put on a South Carolina uniform, describe that feeling to me.
I mean, I think it's the best feeling. It's just because you know what type of environment we have here, the competitive environment, the family aspect of it all. So it's just you put this jersey on. It's like I'm playing for my family. Everybody here wants to win. And when we step on that court, everybody just wants to make each other better. And I think that's all you can ask for in a team. And then we have a great coaching staff.
How much do you value Coach Staley? What does she mean to you?
She means everything. I mean, she's helped me get so far with my college career. And I'm just so thankful for her. And she's just a great example of what you want to be in life and things you want to do. So really blessed to have her. When it comes to basketball, I'll definitely say it's just about continuing to be dominant and playing the way that I know how to play. But off the court, it's about getting what you want. Being a Black woman in society is just, it's just different. You're at a disadvantage. Things are going to be hard, but that doesn't stop you. I mean, even when you see Coach Staley on Twitter, when some things are happening, I mean, she's not afraid to use her voice. That's just a great example for us, because it's like, don't be afraid to say how you feel just because, you know, people might not agree with you.
Let me ask you this, and this has nothing to do specifically with basketball, but for me, and I don't know if anybody has ever told you this, but I truly admire that you change the color of your hair often.
Thank you.
I do. I love that. Because I saw the picture, I think Coach Staley had posted. I think she may have tagged ESPN in it and was like, you know, change the picture to this with your braids going back in this, light teal blue color. Is it any particular, like, you know, meaning behind that, or is it just something that you just like to do?
I got braids and started playing with braids in high school, but it was always just like black or brown. But then in college, when I started to braid my hair, I was like, oh, what if I tried like this color? And then after I tried one color, I was like, okay, well, let's try a different one. And now it's kind of just like a running theme, and I change my colors all the time. I'm running out of like combinations, so I'll go like a solid, like all purple. But I think it's fine as long as it's not like black or brown. I'm absolutely okay with it.
Absolutely. What would you say is like your favorite color or your favorite combination?
I really like purple and blue, that combo. The red was just nice. I had a nice pink one too. So I would say like purple, blue, red, pink.
I've never seen somebody have their grades different colors, you know, points and times, but I think it's fascinating. So definitely keep doing it. You have my vote for sure.
Thank you.
I know you like doing TikTok videos. Would you say TikTok is your favorite social media platform?
I guess I would say that because I'll post a TikTok anytime. Like, it's fine. I mean, I'll dance. You might not like it, but you'll see it.
What does Coach Staley think about you guys when y'all are dancing and stuff?
She thinks my dancing has gotten a lot better.
Okay.
I said that from the first time I stepped on campus, so we take that as a pro. She's been in a couple of them.
Who on the team would you not let date your child?
Aaliyah Boston, because she ain't giving up nothing. She is everything that you would want a player to be. Low maintenance, hardworking, insatiable desire to get better. She wants it, and she's the best teammate. Basketball has an incredible way of just repaying her. Like, it's repaying her right now for being that good teammate and for putting in that work. Like, she wanted her teammates and herself to experience what it is to win a national championship for everybody.
The major goal is the national championship. And I definitely think we all think about that, and it's going to happen.
Aaliyah Boston and Dawn Staley's South Carolina Gamecocks are playing in the Final Four this weekend. Wilton Jackson's article is titled, "She Wanted a Scholarship. Now She's the Face of Women's College Basketball." We'll post a link on our show notes. After a break, the wild true story of one lucky gambler who turned $25 into more than $237,000.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
With more states legalizing sports gambling,
more people are finding different ways to bet on college basketball. And increasingly, they're doing it online. According to reports, it was expected that billions, yes, billions, will be bet on March Madness by the time it wraps up this weekend. Maybe some of those gamblers will do well and hit some of their bets, but I'm betting that none of them will do as well as a man who hit a 25-team parlay this season for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Kevin LaRose, 64 years old. I live in Carteret, New Jersey, and I own LaRose Construction.
So where in Jersey is that?
Exit 12.
First of all, a round of applause for anyone who answers that question with a turnpike exit number. Kevin is exactly the kind of bettor that mobile sports books were trying to win over, and they did. Do you have a bookie?
Oh, of course. I had several.
Do you miss those days?
Nah, you know, I actually like this better. I don't care that they take the taxes. You got a lot more opportunities using the sports app than the bookies will ever give you.
Yeah, and you don't have to track down your bookie afterwards either.
I never had to do that. Them guys are on the money with me.
That's good to hear. Prior to this, Kevin, what's the most you ever won?
I won over 100,000 plus once. A couple times I hit 50, 60,000. You know, this is illegal.
Yeah, yeah. We won't tell anybody.
Yeah, well, it is what it is, you know. I hit him again about a year later for 100, and he was not happy. They call me the parlay king over here with the bookies.
That's right. We are in the presence of royalty, Kevin LaRose, the parlay king of New Jersey. And who better to describe what a parlay actually is?
Well, when you put a lot of teams together, so when you put them together, you get a higher payout.
In a parlay, you have to hit all of the legs of your parlay in order to win.
Every one. You can't miss one. So for a $25 bet, which what I put on that 25-team parlay, I got the $237,000 on that.
You heard that right. Kevin LaRose bet $25 on a 25-leg parlay, and he hit it and won $237,553.11. The 11 cents you cannot forget. It was the largest ever payout from Caesars on a parlay bet to that point. Now, before Kevin tells the story of his moonshot bet, let's take a moment to remember that gambling is addictive, and if you have a problem or think you might, please call 1-800-GAMBLER to seek counseling. And now, here's the story of Kevin LaRose, the parlay king of New Jersey, and his wild 25 legs.
That day, I got hit early. One of my teams lost on the first game. But I liked my bets. So I re-put the bet in immediately. That was at 3 o'clock. I started at 2:45. For some reason, their website was shaky. You know, sometimes when everybody's betting, you have a problem. So I did it once. It kicked it out. I put the same teams down again. Tried to do it again. It kicked me out. The third time, I'm already at 1 minute to three. These games, some of them games were 3 o'clock games. And I'm telling you, at 3 o'clock, you're out. I had to reload. It was 3:02 when that bet went in, which is unheard of.
Wow.
I've never got a bet in after 3 o'clock, so that was lucky right there. And then from that point on, I never lost a game. Just kept on winning and winning. I looked at it around 6 o'clock. I had about 12 teams, all wins. I was winning a lot of the other games. I went out and did a couple errands for my wife. Went to a sushi bar. My buddy owns it. Had a couple of drinks with him. I had 5 games to go. I told him, I said, this is looking good. You know, I don't know. I said, I like the teams I got left. I think I got this. So I went home. By the time I got home, 2 of them already won. So I was down to 3. I told my wife the names of the teams. She looks up. She goes, one of them just won. I said, well, down to 2. And UCLA was, I was doing a money line on that. They were up by 20. So I wasn't even sweating that. It was Wyoming. They were given 8. At halftime, they were up 12 points. Well, the other team, which was Utah Valley, came out and they went on a 14-2 run. Next thing I know, I'm down a point or two. I ain't looking good. I'm 6 minutes in, I'm still down. They're going back and forth. My team is struggling. Out of nowhere, sure. You know how college basketball is. They come on. And they go on a 17-2 run. At 2 minutes, I was at 8. And then around 1:47, I was at 9. I said, I got it, man. I said, I'm feeling good about this. I said, 9. But you know, you can't, you know, still a minute and a half left. And then nothing happens. I'm watching CBS Sports because the game wasn't on TV. I'm waiting for the updates. Mm-hmm. You know how they are. Slow. And all of a sudden, I see 12 seconds left. I'm up by 12 points. So whatever happened in between, I hit a 3 or whatever. I'm up by 12. I looked at my wife. I got this. I shut the app down. I went in and I saw the congratulations. You just won $237,800 or $580 something. I was like, yeah, you can't beat that.
I mean, no, you really can't beat that. I mean, it's literally the most money that's ever paid out on a parlay in Caesars Palace history. Previously, the biggest amount of money was about $3,000. So you eclipsed that many times over. So when you hit for that much money, you have 25 games in one day. You won them all, Kevin. You won hundreds of thousands of dollars. What's your reaction to that? How do you celebrate something like that?
Well, you know, for a few seconds there, I just was like, you know, I gave a couple of fist bumps and kissed my wife. And I says, I got a nice bottle of Italian wine. I have, if the camera was on, I have an entire wine selection behind me. It's amazing. And it's even better now that I won. Only top wine. Yeah, so I pulled out a really, really good bottle of red wine, Brunelli di Montesino. That's like one of the best wines you can get in Italia. And I popped that cork open, and it was like 4:30 in the morning. We were celebrating, so.
I bet you were. So after you hit for this amount of money, you're celebrating, you're drinking your good wine. I would imagine you get to puff your chest out a little bit. You tell your friends and family. Who are the people that you called and told them?
Yeah, I told a few people, you know, a couple of close friends, a couple of my family, you know, no, not too many people. I didn't go out of my way to let everybody know.
Anything that you're going to use the money for? Do you have it earmarked for something other than wine?
Well, I put some in the bank. I paid some bills off, and now I'm trying to whack them again, to be perfectly honest with you. And it's only a matter of time.
College basketball is your favorite thing to bet on. Why is that?
Well, because they play hard and they play all the way through. And you get the pros, they don't care if they win by 10 or 20, as long as they get the win. Where in college, you're ranked by how bad you beat a team. So if you're given a certain amount of points, you can almost count on that team pushing it right to the last moment because they want to get higher in the rankings. So you have less chances of a team saying, oh, okay, we got it, and pulling all their starters out and putting the second streamers in.
So you're mostly college in this parlay, in this 25-leg parlay. You have mostly money lines. You have a couple of NBA games in there. You had the Grizz money line. You had the Clippers money line. But how did you select these games? Were there any dart throws where you said, hey, I'm just going to take a shot on this, or were you methodical about everything?
No, I'm methodical. I check them all out. I know what games, what teams are playing here, you know, and I check out what their history is with this particular team. I like to see how much they lose by to other teams that are as good or better on the road. How will they play at home? And I take a lot into consideration. I study for hours.
There had to be some close calls in there. You couldn't have won every game comfortably. What was the game that you were looking at and you thought, man, I'm sweating this one a little bit?
You want to know something? I put these bets in sometimes and I just walk away. And I don't really, once in a while I'll open up the phone and I'll look. And I don't look at the scores. I look into the app, the Caesars app, to see how many games I won. I don't even like to see the scores most of the time because, to be honest with you, there was one game I was down 20 points.
Wow.
And my team came back from 20 down and with a last second bucket won the game. Now, if I had been watching that, I would have had no more nails on my hand. I don't need to go through that kind of stress.
I don't blame you.
I just want to see whether I won, you know?
Well, you definitely did win. But so the game that you end up winning the whole thing on, you mentioned Wyoming over Utah Valley.
Yeah.
I didn't know that Utah Valley exists. So explain to me how you end up on this game and you think to yourself, you know what? Wyoming's really got it over this school that John Gonzalez doesn't know exists.
Yeah, well, I like Wyoming. Wyoming's an actually good basketball team. You know, I'm looking at Utah Valley, and I looked at so many games they played, and they didn't play very good teams. And when they did, they got beat pretty good. But that doesn't mean anything, because as the team goes on in the season, they start to fix problems that they had, and they iron out some wrinkles. And maybe they still lose, but they play better, you know? And that's what happened here. So Utah Valley came into Wyoming, and they played a really good game. The beauty of it was is that they ultimately lost by the spread and more. And that's all I care about, you know?
Kevin LaRose, the parlay king of Central New Jersey and the winner of the biggest parlay in Caesars history. Well played.
Hey, John, I'm looking forward to having another conversation with you, with me winning another $200,000 or $400,000, hopefully. And if that happens, I'll be talking to you then.
Good luck, my friend.
You got it, brother. Have a good one. Enjoy.
Appreciate it.
Take care.
Sports Illustrated Weekly is a production of Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. And for more of Sports Illustrated's best stories and podcasts, visit si.com. This episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly was produced by Cooper McKim, Jessica Yarmosky, and Isaac Lee, who is also our sound engineer. Our senior producer is Dan Bloom. Our executive producers are Scott Brody and me, John Gonzalez. Our theme song is by Nolan Schneider. Thanks for listening, and if you've stuck around this long, we leave you with this.
I'm watching this thing shoot blood out of its eyes. It's like unbelievable. This is like the coolest thing I've ever seen.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.